a popular Outcast production.
We can't let our dedicated fans know that I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Oh, man.
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
Our pizza hasn't come yet.
No, it hasn't. Is your mic on?
Yeah, because I can't hear you.
God damn it, Ashley.
Oh, man. Ah. You missed the things that Ashley said.
Wah, wah.
Wah.
Yeah, our pizza still hasn't come yet. We did take a break.
We waited an entire week, and it's still not here.
We are never ordering from this place again, ever.
That's not true. Rocco's
this is uncalled for.
Rocco's has amazing pizza, and I'm sure if it took an entire week, it's because it was much better.
God, that pizza better be better than
to ferment it or something.
It comes with a bottle of wine.
Oh, good.
That pizza better be better than the best sex I've ever had if it's taken a week to get here.
But it because it took a week to come.
Oh.
God, that would be the worst sex ever. God, I would never want to have sex again if I was just fucking for a week straight.
Amazing. Like, think of how great that orgasm would be when you finally did have it.
No,
I would be, I would be so
angry.
Why would you keep trying? After, like, 8 hours, I think most people would just
after an hour, I would fucking quit.
Is that your quitting time, Ashley?
Jesus, Ashley's got stamina.
Wait, I'm not done yet. Hold on. It's only been 2 hours.
Oh, God. Seriously, if sex lasts any longer than, like, 30 minutes for me, I'm, like, checking out. It's like, I got shit to do. Oh. I mean, just straight up, like, penetration, like, fucking. If the fucking is going for more than 30 minutes, I'm fucking done with this.
Yeah, that would be too much.
I get it.
Because you start, it gets chafy.
Oh, God, like the friction. That would be awful.
I have a question.
I could never be a porn star.
No, me neither.
Sometimes I think I could, but I think it's only in my own mind that I think I could.
I don't like needles, so, like, the regular testing.
Right. When I was a little kid and I would go to the doctors, if I didn't get a shot, I would not throw a fit, but I would get really upset if I didn't get a shot.
I remember you saying
I love having blood taken. I love getting immunizations. Love it. I don't know why. I was like,
find it a necessary evil.
I was 8 years old and depressed.
I almost kicked a nurse in the face once when she tried to take my blood.
Really?
Yes.
I know.
I was like 12.
I know this guy. I guess we don't say names on this podcast ever.
No.
But I know
we
this
can
guy
bleep it.
Who.
Okay.
I don't know if you know him, but he's a 300 or more pound man, 6'5". And he, when he sees a needle coming towards him, he basically blacks out and goes into, like, this blind rage because he's that terrified. One time he actually pinned a nurse against the wall because, like, he just lost all sense of control and he panicked that badly.
Wow.
So that's he's amazing. Afraid of needles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Has never gotten a tattoo, will never get a tattoo. He just recently posted on Facebook about wanting to, he's like, guys, I really need to get, he had to get something, like he had to get some sort of shot.
Oh,
and he's
man.
Like, I really need an understanding doctor who can help me through giving blood. because I can't do it. Like, he legitimately cannot do
it. If he ever gets, like, seriously sick, he is screwed.
Right.
They'd have to, like, tie him to the bed.
Yeah.
Leather restraints.
Basically.
Oh, man. And he's a big dude. He might Hulk out of that shit.
That's what I'm saying. He's a huge guy. Yeah. You wouldn't expect him to be afraid of needles, but...
No.
I mean...
I could have sworn he had his ears pierced, but I guess not.
Nope.
Huh.
Nope. Huh.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I had the depot shots for a while, and...
Those suck so
well, and they would normally give them to me in my arm, which I kept doing, and you would go back and forth between arms. And
I never took it in the butt cheek.
I had one woman. I had the one woman who was like, "Oh yeah," or the one nurse who was like, "Yeah, I always do it in the butt." And I was like, "All right, well, I've never done that before." I was like, "I gotta tell you, I'm very jumpy. Like, I am a very jumpy person. Like, you jump out of the freaking if you jump out of my peripheral, I fucking jump. I you can startle me very easily."
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, "Oh yeah, it'll be fine." I was like, "All right." So she puts it in, and my first reaction was to grab her hand,
which
bent the needle in my freaking butt. And then, like, luckily she was able to get it out then. Like, it wasn't like that big of a thing, but I was just like, "Yeah, I'm not doing that."
I know when I was when I was doing that again. Yeah, no, when I was doing the Depo Provera, I was in college, and like, I would have to go to the pharmacy.
Oh, God, I know.
And pick up...
the freaking vial.
You gotta pick up the syringe and then make an appointment and take it to your doctor, which, it's bullshit. They should just keep that shit on hand.
I don't know why they don't.
But whatever. And they would always open it up and throw away the needle that came with it.
Yeah.
Because, like, apparently Depo Provera is, like, a really thick liquid, and like the needle that comes with the syringe is too small. Like, it's not too small, it can, they can still do it, it's just gonna take forever with the needle that comes with it.
Yeah, I remember, like, every time I would get it, like, I would have to keep moving my shoulder.
It's worse than a tetanus shot,
because your arm would just get really tired.
It fucking burns like a mofo too.
So does the Gardasil shots.
Oh, yeah. I
those
used to get
were
those.
Awful.
I never got them.
And you can't even move your arm.
Yeah. Gardasil was awful, and you had to get three of them.
Mm-hmm. I was already out of school. The Gardasil and the... What's the other one? I know Gardasil's the big name, but there's another... I don't know. Some other, like, feminine-sounding thing. But those didn't come out, actually, until I was about to get married, and my doctor tried to talk me into them, and I was like, no thanks.
There's no point.
Yeah.
You know, they've done studies now, and you're still just as likely to get cervical cancer with or without it. Because
it only
so
protects
many,
against certain strains.
Right.
It's like the fucking flu.
There's so many different strains of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't had a flu shot in years, because every time I get the fucking flu shot, I get horribly sick.
A lot of people do.
I just get the flu, and I'm like, what is the point? So I stopped getting it, because I was like, I keep getting sick, and I hate this, so I stopped doing it.
Yeah.
The first year, I didn't get sick the entire time, and I didn't get the flu, and I was like, I'm not doing this again.
Like, I'm not trying to take an anti-vaccine stance, because vaccines are very important.
Course,
and there is, like, huge outbreak of, I think, like, I want to say, like, whooping cough in California right now, because people aren't getting their kids vaccinated, but, comma.
Oh, somebody's calling me.
Oh, it might be Rocco's.
Hello.
Hey, Rocco's keeps it calling.
Yeah.
I'm going to. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is that what side of the strip is that on?
It's not on the strip. It's in.
Oh, it's all the way out. Okay.
Yeah. We're like two houses down.
Okay. Okay, I'm leaving the store now, so I should be there before too long.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh, bye.
We should maybe cut that out.
Because
of her address.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, right.
So
I'm just saying. I don't want you to
have
any.
Bill bleep
so
it
you
out.
Know exactly where we live.
Yeah. Like, exactly. They know what landmarks to look for.
Well, she did. She gave, like, the full address.
They always think we're on the strip.
Well,
that
she did
every
say,
time. Every time we say we're on
blah 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 in blah 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 blah.
Right.
Two yeah. houses down from blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, yeah.
Anywho.
Not at all anti-vaccine. I don't believe in the flu shot. Like, I think I've only ever gotten them, like, as a little kid. And, I mean, I'll probably have my kid get the flu shot because kids are, like, notoriously gross right. and disease-ridden.
Kids are more likely to get right. the flu, mm-hmm. and it's going to be and, a lot worse for them.
Oh, yeah, that too.
I don't get sick very... Well, that's not true. Lately, I've been getting sick a lot. But, I mean, I used to not get sick very often. But when mm-hmm. I do get sick, I am hospitalized sick. Like, when I was younger, I got scarlet fever when I was in middle school.
That still exists?
What yes. is scarlet fever? Because I've heard of it, but I don't know
it
what.
It started as strep throat.
You ever read The Velveteen Rabbit?
Well, yeah.
Sorry. Saddest book ever.
Yeah. Why did you bring it up?
Because that's why the little boy has to get rid of the
right.
rabbit, because he had scarlet fever.
Right.
And it was his favorite toy when he was sick.
I love that book.
Oh, I do remember that. I did read
I
that.
Actually, I really want to get a Velveteen Rabbit tattoo. Oh, is that yeah. sad? Because it was my favorite book growing up. I loved it so
yeah,
much.
I do remember that.
Anyway, but yeah.
Yeah,
I got,
scarlet
I,
fever.
I had,
that exists.
I had strep throat, and I just had a really bad home life. Mm-hmm. I did not want to take time off school because school was my release from being at home.
Yeah.
And so I let it get that bad that I was in the cafeteria at lunch and I passed out.
Oh,
and
God.
They took me to the nurse and I had a fever of 106.5.
You're lucky your brain still functions.
I know. Maybe it doesn't. But yeah, and then my whole body was covered in these red hives and I couldn't see
oh,
anything
God.
Because it just basically my entire body was red mm-hmm. and covered in hives.
Mm-hmm.
And it was scarlet Whoa. Fever and I was in the hospital for several days. And then...
How did you Jesus even get that?
Christ.
Not this past Christmas, but the Christmas before that, I had to be hospitalized because... I don't know if I had the... They don't know what I had, but it started off as a cold, and then mm-hmm. slowly I just got these fevers where I would wake up in a pool of sweat.
Ooh.
And I think I had, like... When I went into the hospital, I think it was, like, 105.2 fever. So when I get sick, I get sick.
You fucking do it right.
Like... The doctors actually emailed all of my professors and told them that I would be too sick to take my finals.
Were you able to make them up?
Yeah, I did them anyway because I didn't want to have
Please,
to make them up.
This fever is not gonna no. Just give me the finals. Give me the papers.
So
I'll do them.
Scarlet fever is caused by a toxin.
Hmm.
And
with your immune system already down,
it's a disease caused by a toxin released by the same thing that is strep throat.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, I've never actually looked into it. So
yeah, it's a bacterial illness.
Yeah.
Basically.
But I remember I wasn't allowed back to school.
Oh, it is extremely contagious.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed mm-hmm. back to school for about a month.
And they can catch it by breathing in the bacteria in airborne droplets.
Oh, my God.
My droplets.
Oh, good. I had mono.
My droplets are contagious.
I had mono once.
Does it say anything about, like, what the average fever is? I know that 106.5 is borderline deadly.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure anything...
Because
for kids, anything over like 102, you need to go to the hospital.
Yeah, when I went to the nurse, they were in a panic.
I bet. Jesus.
That was awesome, though. I had scarlet fever.
Yeah.
Who, gets
like,
to say
who does
that?
That
just sounds like Gloria or something from the Oregon Trail.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But
yeah, you and Jeff need to get together and trade like rare disease horror stories because he had whooping cough. Who the fuck gets whooping cough?
Nobody.
Yeah, I've never.
That's why vaccines exist.
Yeah. So I'll always, if I ever have children, vaccinate the hell out of them.
100%. Yeah.
Because I'm sure if I have a bad immune system,
mm-hmm.
it'll catch.
Yeah, I always feel bad because like right away because your kids are like, fuck you, fuck needles, that shit hurts. Like, You want to die from a disease that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm totally for
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Because, you know, I don't think that we should have awful...
Because polio shouldn't be a thing anymore.
Right.
What was her fucking name?
Jenny McCarthy?
Yeah.
I knew that's where this was going.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Oh, let's.
Where her kid didn't even have autism.
He still.
He may have been on the spectrum, but he wasn't nearly as bad as what she was saying he was.
Like, she has come out and, like, kind of briefly said that she doesn't believe that vaccines cause autism and she's not anti-vaccine, but then she, like, says shit that's clearly, like, I'm never getting my kids immunized kind of shit. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, that's fine if your kids have no contact with the outside world.
Yeah. But if they
they're also not going to have any kind of immune system and will probably die a horrible disease-ridden death as an adult. Anybody ever see Bubble Boy?
Yep.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah. Well, Adam Sandler did one, too.
Did he?
Did he?
I don't think so. But I could be wrong.
Oh. The internet knows.
Was that a Christmas song?
Yes.
Good.
Noble boy. Nope. My phone's broken.
Yeah, it is.
So I can't see.
It's fucking busted.
So I can't see to type anything. Bubble boy Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Here this
you did?
Yeah.
I know there was like an old movie with John Travolta. It was like the boy in the bubble or plastic bubble or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. The boy and then in the plastic bubble.
I always get that confused with the Jake Gyllenhaal Bubble Boy movie. Not quite the same thing. Bubble Boy's much funnier.
Yeah.
What you doing, Ashley?
Nothing.
Aislinn, don't take this the wrong way, but I can't stop staring at your tattoo's chest.
She does have, like, the best boobs ever.
They're really nice.
I know.
And I just keep, like,
I'm so jealous
out towards them, and I'm like, oh, God. They are very busty.
Yeah. Yeah. AJ wasn't fucking around when he made my titties.
He wasn't fucking around when he made Bill's either. Bill's, the Baroness.
Oh, the Baroness. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's got some nice ones, too. Can't see
them. Yeah. Our C's are kind of covered up because of the way she's sitting. But. Mm-hmm.
I really wanted, in my Macbeth side piece, I really wanted Lady Macbeth to be nude. Like, he was going to make her with clothes on. And I was like, I would really like her to be nude. And then he covered up her chesty area, and I was like, no boobs.
Sad. Why?
Well, I don't know. He did the hands.
He, like, he
did the wringing of
like
the
this,
hands.
Which is good.
Oh,
I like
yeah,
the
yeah.
blood coming
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
But
it looks great.
Yeah, it covers up her bits.
Her nips. Which isn't even accurate, because Lady Macbeth wouldn't be a lady.
Yes, she would.
In the original plays, they were by men. But.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah!
I was like, yeah. I mean,
no,
she
like
was
in
nobility.
The play, she
obviously
is Lady
she
Macbeth.
Is supposed to be a lady.
Well, I mean, that's every single Renaissance play was done by men.
Yeah,
so.
How funny would it be if Lady Macbeth was just on your side and was like a boyish figure who was somewhat feminine?
I hate it.
I do too. That sounds awful.
I hate that idea.
I don't know why, but I. Like, Macbeth and Hamlet always run together in my head.
Really?
And I'm like, yeah, Macbeth, that's the one where the girl drowns. Shit. No. It's Hamlet.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
I don't like
What the
Ham-
fuck is Macbeth about?
I don't like Hamlet. I don't know why.
Did the Mel Gibson movie ruin it for you?
I think it's because I read it in middle school, and then that's the play, that's the Shakespearean play that everybody always talks about. And I'm like, Hamlet is not a big deal.
Romeo and Juliet.
Or Romeo and Juliet. And I'm like, those aren't even the best ones. No. But they're the simplest ones.
It's not a great love story.
That's why they do them in school.
Die in the end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
If anyone ever compares your love to Romeo and Juliet, fucking run.
Yeah.
It's a bad scene.
Yeah. Because, number one, either they're kind of illiterate, or number two, they just want you to die.
Right. Your love is... You're just going to end up killing each other.
Well, both...
I've had loves like that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
One of us is going to die when this is over, if we stay together.
There's a reason why it's called a tragedy. It's not one of Shakespeare's comedies. Speaking of Shakespearean tragedies...
Mm-hmm.
We are going to the movies next week.
Yes, we
actually,
are.
Actually, we're going to the movies tomorrow when this comes out.
Tomorrow.
Yes. We're going to see
Othello.
Yes, the opera.
I know. I'm excited. I've never... I don't really know anything about the operatic version.
I don't know.
It'll be fun.
I saw it. Our local movie theater does... they stream... the Metropolitan Opera stuff, and
which I've wanted to go see.
Yeah, I'm
for a while.
Kind of mad that I didn't realize this during like the original season, because now they're doing some encore shows,
right?
And I missed La Boheme, which I wanted to see.
Yeah,
and I'm like, shit.
See, my thing is, I'll go to the movies to see something, and I'll see the previews for the stuff. And then by the time I leave the movies, I forget that it ever happened. And I just forget because it's only on certain dates. So.
Oh, speaking of certain dates, anybody else coming to see Riff Trek's Sharknado?
I really want to.
When is it?
It's the 10th.
The 10th.
So it's in 2 days.
I already talked to Bill about it. I was like, are you going to see that?
Cause it's on the 10th, and then they're doing an encore on the 15th. Our movie theater will probably be showing both, but I don't know. It'll probably depend on how the show on the 10th goes.
I'm not going to lie. I found Sharknado entertaining in its own right, just for being ridiculous. So I think the Riff Trax will be fantastic.
Freaking love Riff
Trax. Do you know what time it's showing?
Seven is usually when they show that shit.
Yeah. I put it in my phone.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully I remember. Actually, I think
we should get a group together and go to that.
Totally. Because as great as the Riff Trax shit is, like, the turnout is always really poor. And it makes me sad.
Like, I always worked Thursday nights. That was my night to close. I have not been able to make a single one of them.
Should post in the pop-out thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
An open invite to Sharknado.
Come see Sharknado with the popular Outcast. The Girls on Girls and everybody else on
network. You'll get to meet us and we'll sign autographs.
If that's what you really want. Fine.
I'll take my top off.
Maybe.
In a public place and get arrested just for you, fans.
It'll be part of your rape challenge.
Oh,
God. How's that going, by the way?
Oh, still no luck.
Nope, no luck. Oh, me
Jesus.
Neither.
Still,
Jesus Christ.
Still trucking.
That's weird.
I know. I'm tired.
Oh my God, me too. I took a nap before I came, and that was like a huge mistake, because now I just feel like dead on my feet.
Yeah, I'm not good with naps. I try to chug on through my day.
Yeah, and
I don't
now,
know why I keep using vehicle metaphors.
Now I'm remembering why I don't take naps.
Right, I usually just feel really awful afterwards, so I don't generally, unless I can sleep for a good solid 4 hours. Or something. But if I sleep for just a half an hour.
No.
No.
Nope.
And plus, it takes me forever.
It depends how tired I am.
Yeah.
I'll set aside a half an hour for a nap, and 20 of those minutes will be for me falling asleep, because it takes me forever to fall asleep.
Me too.
It's not like I can just lay down and go to sleep.
I wish I had that ability.
Me too.
Ugh, I'm such a light sleeper too.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping in a bed with another adult human and usually one. Or more animals. It's not good.
I'm
for
not
my sleep
good
cycle.
With sleeping with other people, because any sort of movement wakes me up.
Mm-hmm. Like, I've got one that snores.
Yeah.
Bill snores, but only if he's laying on his back.
Yeah.
So I just roll him over and make sure he's laying on his side, and then we're good.
I usually just elbow Jeff in the ribs until he moves himself.
I remember when I was
little. I just push him like a little bit, and he knows.
My younger sister and I used to share a room, and she would be on the top bunk, and I would be in the bottom bunk. And I was like 8 at the time, but she snored like a motherfucker, which she was a tiny little girl. Like, but I used to climb up and then
smother her with a pillow,
hit her on the arm. Like, I would just punch her in the arm, and then I would like run back down to my bunk and like pretend to be asleep so she wouldn't know that I had just hit her.
The fuck was that?
And then I would quick fall asleep before she could fall asleep because her noises made me awake.
Oh,
yeah. I was a bad sister.
It's fine.
My pug snores.
Yeah, well, he breathes.
Your pug snores while he's awake.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, God. I went to a kid's birthday party last weekend, and they have a pug. And I don't think she's a purebred pug, but they say she is. But I think they're fucking lying. But they have a friend who came who has 2 pugs. So it was a fucking pug party, and it was the best ever.
There's a pug group in Sunbury, actually.
What do they do?
They hang out with their pugs.
They pug together? Is there pizza? Did you get it already, or are you coming in here for no reason?
It's downstairs on the table.
Oh, okay,
cool. Why don't you come in and eat it with us?
Do you want it up here?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And then you can, like, sit... Oh, here's... Who's here?
Cyber.
Kevin Cyber is here.
Tell that motherfucker to get his ass up here. We're gonna eat pizza in front of him.
Yeah.
Wait, where's the other microphone?
We should... Do you want to turn it off and then figure stuff out?
We're gonna pause this, and we'll be back with Kevin Cyber very shortly.
And pizza.
Yay!
The fact that it took him like a minute to get that was great.
Last night?
Yeah.
I didn't get that until right now. So
you didn't understand why everybody was laughing?
No.
That's awesome.
No.
Slow burn.
What are we talking about?
When Kelsey left the stage last night at the open mic, you know, Jeff, you know, gives the performers a send off, and he goes, "Kelsey blew everybody."
No!
You didn't get it either?
Oh my god!
Shit's good. Alright, we have our pizza.
Mm-hmm.
We did good. We got pizza. They were right on time. Passed by our house 3 times.
Yeah, but it's okay because it's at a suitable eating temperature. It's not fucking like cheese lava.
And we found a stray Kevin Seibert.
We did.
Who is here.
Hello.
Oh,
wait. I don't think your mic's on. Shit.
Technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Yeah, seriously.
Turn him up.
Oh, wait. Yep. You're not. I am so sorry. I am not Bill, so this soundboard is... you're probably fine now.
Third hello.
Yay! We got it.
Kevin Seibert, everybody.
Yeah.
It's not the same with his name.
No.
Oh, shit.
He doesn't even have a track.
Okay. So that didn't even count either. We should just go back
in
time.
I'm pretty sure they can still hear him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to have to pause this again and add a new track. All right. We're going to try that shit again. All right. That looks better. We've got 4 tracks going. All right. I don't pretend to be... Okay. I do pretend to be an audio engineer, but I don't pretend to be as good as Bill or know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So anyway, we found a random stranger moseying around on the street. Decided to bring him in.
Who, by the time that this is aired, will have opened for Brandy Posey, which is kind of a big deal.
Last week.
Yep. So, are you still nervy about it?
Yeah. You know, haven't really been eating much. I've lost about 10 pounds.
Oh, God, dude.
That's actually true.
But
you know, I'm really excited about it, and you know, alternating excited with horrified.
Right. Yeah. Before Garfield's, Because I haven't done stand-up in several months.
Mm-hmm.
So before Garfield,
I've been working a lot.
Yeah. I basically 3 days before, I just stopped sleeping and stopped being hungry at all. Oh, wow. So I'm assuming, I think, I feel fine now for the Brandy Posey thing, but I think I keep riding highs of other shows. Like, I kind of rode the high from the Garfields one, and then I got really, really nervous about 2 hours before my mom. But I feel like if I think about it long enough, tomorrow I'm going to be a wreck. And then Tuesday, which I don't have to work either day, so at least I have time with my thoughts to prepare.
Kevin, you also took some time off of work for the show.
Yeah.
To prepare.
Yeah, I took from noon on Tuesday, the day of the show, I'm just gonna leave work because I also did Garfield's, and the day of the Garfield show, I basically spent the entire afternoon focusing on keeping my stomach under control. And,
oh, God.
You know.
Yeah.
So I just told my boss, I was like, look, I'm not going to get anything done. I am going to take that day off. And, I mean, I haven't taken a day off in, like, 6 months. So, he was more than fine with that. But, yeah, I'm also taking the rest of the week off just to kind of, like, key down a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. Because I've been kind of going nonstop for the last week anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I apologize for the silence. My mouth is full of food.
We're all chewing.
And I'm bad at carrying a conversation.
That's I think fine. We all are.
We all are, which is
it's just really a podcast full of introverts who don't like small talk.
See, so. it works really well on Portable Power because we don't have to look each other in the eyes.
Right?
Yeah.
You do all audio Skype, right?
Yeah, yeah. No video at all because our bandwidth wouldn't be able to handle video.
God,
like
no.
we have enough audio issues as it is, like with just with just doing the audio calls.
We've tried to have just like single person Skype video podcast in the studio, and we end up having to usually cut it and just do all audio because like there's lag and like the audio will just start to cut out and I couldn't imagine doing that with like three people all on Skype,
one of them being in Milton dealing with Milton bandwidth. Ugh. You know, which is apparently reduced. Or it seems to be.
I believe it. I grew up in that town.
Yeah, unfortunately so did I. I keep meeting people who find out that I'm, like, who live in this area that find out that I'm from Milton.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, like, Dylan tells everybody who meets me, and he's like, isn't he so well-adjusted for being from Milton?
It's true. It's true. I think, like, not to toot our own horns, but I think we're some of the better... I hate saying better people because that sounds so pretentious, but some of the better people that came out of that area.
We can just say we made it out okay.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I've never heard any of these stereotypes.
I guess
that I know nothing
about. We established
about
in the last episode you're not, like, within our, like, right. sports district, so
like,
you probably didn't talk about as much.
Making fun of Shamokin. Like, Milton wasn't even...
Everybody grew up making fun of Shamokin. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's... You go to New Jersey and they're making fun of Shamokin.
Right.
I'm sure Andrew Smith knows all about it.
Probably.
Well, to give you a frame of reference for Milton, about a year and a half ago, I was dating this woman who had an 8-year-old son. And we took him to the Milton McDonald's because he wanted to go in the play place. And while we were there, this like group of teenage kids, like ranging from like 13 to 17, came in and went into the play place also, and that's, you know, you kind of know that that's a bad sign.
Oh yeah.
So like, you know, I mean, I didn't really say anything about it, but like she called them down. And she was like, "Hey, he's 8. Just, you know, I don't care what you do. Just like stay away from him."
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, "Yeah, yeah, whatever." So we're sitting there, and you know, she's just watching these kids like a hawk. And,
oh, I would too.
Yeah, and suddenly. She just jumps up, runs over, and starts screaming and cursing at them. And, like, you're like, get your asses out of here right the fuck now. And like, I'm like, what happened?
What?
And I'm like, what happened? She's like, they were doing lines in the play place.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So,
In the middle of the day?
Yes, yes. This was like 12 noon. This was lunchtime.
Wow. Oh my god. I mean, it makes sense, because you get up there in those upper areas and no one can fucking see you.
Well, yeah. So you know, there's all this... So the kids get kicked out, and a girl who was actually a year behind me in high school comes storming in. She's like, that was my little sister that you just... You know, and like, so, like, my, you know, my friend and this girl who, you know, went to Milton, like, start screaming at each other. So, of course, like, the Milton McDonald's staff comes back, and, you know, just as this girl's leaving. So, you know, we're standing there, and they're like, what's the problem? And she told them. And so, you know, the manager sends, like, this, you know, the one register guy behind, you know, in place to, like, scope it out. And he comes out, and he's like, well, did you see any cocaine in there? And he was like, yeah, I found a used condom, too. Yeah. So that's Milton.
Yeah. We're also one of the biggest areas for heroin trafficking.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Huh. And we thought we came
bigger than Sunbury.
We're bad. We just have hillbillies who have drinking parties.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really the least of your worries. A girl I went to high school with, oh, geez, what year was this? I was working at the hardware store at the time, so this was probably 9 years ago. She got stabbed to death by her next-door neighbor because she wouldn't let him in the house.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Why?
Wow.
He wanted to come in, and she was like, no, and he barged his way in and was like, women, don't disrespect me like that, and fucking stabbed her with a bunch of her different kitchen knives. Left one of them in her chest and fucking split.
That is terrifying.
And I mean, I'm not trying to be like right-wing conservative, whatever. He was also an illegal immigrant and immediately got deported when he got caught.
Right.
Which, I mean, I'm not trying to say, like, you know, immigrants are, you know, drug-dealing murderers, but in this case, it happened to be true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep. Oh. I also, when I was in ninth grade... a girl in my class developed a nasty smack habit and ended up blowing her brains out like a week before 10th grade.
Shit.
Yeah.
That is really young.
Yay, Milton!
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, intense. You guys are, you have every right to say that you're the better people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As far as I know, neither Kevin nor myself have any serious drug problems.
Oh, you know, I do have a caffeine addiction.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
And you are...
What is this caffeine
beer snob
that you speak of?
I am
of.
A beer snob. What's that?
What is this caffeine you speak of? I've never heard of it.
They put it in some beverages. They don't really control it. They should
it's
probably,
new.
You know,
it's
yeah.
new?
Mm-hmm.
It's new?
It's fine. Whatever.
No, I can't live without caffeine.
I can. I do frequently.
I mean, I can live without it, but I have a horrible headache and nobody wants to be around me.
Right.
Same.
You're like somebody quitting smoking.
If I don't have caffeine by about 4 o'clock, I have a bad headache. I want to go to bed and I yell at people.
Right. Same.
Just be careful with the caffeine, because it was a couple years ago. Jeff developed this problem where he was having trouble peeing, and it was because like, he had too high of a caffeine intake and it was like fucking with his urinary tract. I don't remember if it was like bladder or prostate or kidneys or what. So he had to go to a urologist who told him stop drinking so much caffeine.
I'm to a point where if I have 4 cups in the morning, that's no longer enough to wake me up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
I probably average about 10 cups a day. About
I'm not a doctor. But
I'm tired now. I've had, how many cups of coffee did I have today? 1, 2, 3, 4. I got one at Starbucks, so it was a double shot.
Oh god,
I think I had about 6 or 7, and I'm tired. I could take a nap right now. Addiction.
You should probably
I can't. Hey. Don't tell me to stop.
And
I can't.
This just turned into Kelsey's intervention.
Yeah, right.
No.
Kelsey, we care about
I
you.
I don't
we
are have all a problem.
Here. We're going to pull a train spotting on you, and we're just going to lock you in a room with, like, a bucket and, you know.
I'll go through one of those television heroin withdrawals.
Yes. Exactly.
Kelsey,
Kelsey, your caffeine addiction has affected me and that it makes me think you're more awesome.
Oh, that's hilarious. So, portable power podcast.
Yeah,
yeah. That's a thing.
Yeah, I should be editing an episode right now, but I'm not.
And instead, you're going to hang out with us and then the delusional loners.
Yeah.
How many episodes are you recording tonight?
Oh, no. It's already recorded.
No, with the guys.
Oh, with the DL? Three.
Holy shit.
Yeah, last time I was here and they were
here. They go they forever. Did,
like, it was like 3 a.m. and they were still recording.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
So there's coffee downstairs.
Yeah, I can't do 3 a.m. I have to be at
That's
work.
That's why at Bill's like starting so early.
Yeah.
That's why he wanted us in here as soon
right.
as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's I funny. Get it.
Yeah, we're supposed to be out of here, but we're not leaving. It's our room.
Baha.
Holding it hostage.
For the next, like, 20 minutes anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll be fine.
It's fine.
Shit balls.
It's fine. So,
We offered them pizza.
I mean, at this point, it'll be old news because the episode will have come out. But
right.
What, you want to preview, but not preview? I don't know. Whatever's going on Portable Power this month?
Well, yeah. The preview is, Well, okay, so for anyone who's not familiar with the show, we talk about mobile video games on the iOS, Android, and Nintendo 3DS platforms. Emrys is covering Ping 1.5, which is the sequel to the original Ping game. We actually had the developer for the game mm-hmm. on our show for an interview about a year ago.
Has it been that long?
No, I'm lying. It's like 6 months.
Okay. Like, yeah. You guys just celebrated 1 year. I mean, I'm not, like, saying...
Yeah. No, thank you for calling me on my bullshit. Mark is covering... I forget what he covered. This is terrible.
Oh, God. I'm guessing he's doing the DS game this month?
No.
No?
No, we didn't do a DS game this month. He,
You're both doing iOS?
Are we? Oh, gosh, this is terrible. I can't remember.
Oh man.
I did the episodic game by Telltale Games, The Wolf Among Us, which is based on Fables.
Hmm.
The Fables comic book series. Mm-hmm. And then talked about the old game Kid Icarus
really
for the
excited.
Game Boy.
Oh nice.
Yeah.
The game's hard.
Yeah. I mean I beat it in like 2 hours, but you know.
You know, we're not
hard
all as
people.
Awesome at video games as you are, Kevin. Mr. I can beat Mega Man X in 20 minutes.
Nobody can do that.
I'm exaggerating.
He's
but.
Like, no, really, no one can do it. I've tried.
I've given it my best. It's just not possible.
Kelsey got excited about werewolves and fables.
Well, fables are exciting. I like stories.
Did you like the... Are you talking about the Fables comic series or just Fables in general?
In general, but I should really check out the comic series, I think. Or no?
I've only read the first issue of the comic series. Mm-hmm. It didn't grab me.
Okay.
The game... spoiler, the game made me incredibly angry. And
damn.
Not because it was a bad game, but because the setting involved a lot of like domestic violence. And,
oh, really?
Oh.
It's like a noir story with like these fairy tale characters, and you actually play as the big bad wolf.
Is that what you guys were talking about? I overheard a conversation something about like I don't really care for noir something.
Yeah, right. That's what John and I were talking about last night.
Oh yeah. Okay. Now I understand the noir reference.
Yeah.
I like film noir. I really liked LA Noir. I loved that game.
I couldn't get into it. I tried.
Yeah. I'm all about, like, detective crime dramas, though.
Oh,
as,
yeah.
As
see,
was pointed out last
thing.
Night, you know, I watched the How to Kill Your Husband and No One Will Ever Find Out shows.
Oh, I do, too.
I just like Law and Order SVU. That's the only
oh,
one
God.
That grabs me.
I quit watching that when Detective Stabler left.
So did I, basically. I just watch the reruns whenever I can't sleep, but...
I hear that dun dun in my dreams, you know.
Dun dun.
Last night I had a dream about domestic violence. Well, I thought it was. It was really, I have dreams that have a serious plot.
Okay.
Like, they end, like, one time I had this dream. I should write them down because they're awesome.
You are a writer.
I really should. But I had this one plot that started with me in the beginning of the dream, and then I went forward in time, and then it ended with me. Okay, so it started with me at the end of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And no one knows how I got that way. Like, I was skinny. I had short hair. It looked as like I had been doing drugs for a while. And then, like, I went back in time, and it showed me how I had gotten to that place. And then I ended at the same spot it started in. But anyway,
you had a Tarantino dream.
Last night, I dreamt that I thought that Bill's parents were in an abusive relationship. And it was, like, me trying to uncover, like, what was happening in their life. And the end of my dream was me discovering that they hold robot boxing matches. And they have created this new technology that allows them to have robot arms and fight each other. Isn't that awesome?
That is bananas!
It just ended with Julia and Paul just duking it out. And this fighting match.
Have you told them about this?
No.
Because you should.
I have nothing after that.
I can't top that.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I just had to talk about it. I had to get it off my chest.
Shit. I think Kelsey wins podcast.
Sorry.
Well, that was the end of Girls and Girls.
Sorry, yeah, Kevin. We're done. Like, we're never coming back. That's it. That's put a pin in it.
It's done.
We're done.
It's baked.
And scene.
But yeah.
Yeah, so.
Not really.
Video games.
Video games.
I've been trying to play Far Cry 3. I'm not very good at first-person shooters.
Oh, my God. Watching Kelsey play Far Cry 3 is the best thing ever.
I drove a Jeep. I discovered I could drive the other day. I drove the Jeep twice. Both times, I almost promptly drove it straight into the water.
Like, immediately.
But it's so much great. Fun.
She can get tries at it. To drive into the freaking lakes.
I thought that I could get through. It looked shallow.
And then she gets on a boat and immediately tries to drive on the land.
This is why I don't have a car in real life. Like, I don't understand how driving works.
Bill is just yelling at her the entire time, and I'm like, no, let her go. This is entertaining.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That kind of brings it back. Earlier, we mentioned Oregon Trail. Like, you're trying to, like, judge the depth of the river. Do I want to ford it?
Do I want to ford it, or is it safe?
Wasn't that all just luck-based?
Yeah, I think it basically.
Was. Yeah.
I used to love that game. I used to stay in from recess to play that game.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Me too.
That game was the shit. Oh, God. And you had the fucking... It was on floppy disks.
Yeah.
Elementary school.
The job that I'm working at right now does operate on floppy disks.
Really?
Where do you even get those? What kind of computer still has a floppy drive?
They don't get them anymore. If we destroy a floppy disk, we're fucked.
That's a bad system.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I don't want to call them out on that, but that seems like a flawed.
I am well aware.
Floppy disks aren't notorious for being resilient.
Oh, yeah, we're totally, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's on a computer that is from the 1980s.
Really?
And the hard drive is from the 1980s, and it, like, goes
you told me.
Although we do have a somewhat newer monitor now, because our monitor crashed.
Hmm. Yeah, you're still
it's
using,
still
like,
black
the,
and white, but,
yeah. Yeah.
All it's gonna take is somebody walking by with even, like, the slightest bit of electrical charge, and you're gonna lose everything.
Oh, God, right. Seriously. I'm surprised your cell phone hasn't, like, wiped the discs.
That'd be funny. I only say it would be funny because I don't really care.
Yeah.
Really? Because I was really confused about your motives.
I have no stake in that job. They pay me minimum wage. I sit there and read a book for 4 hours and occasionally help a customer.
Yeah. You made this lovely... I took a picture of it before and I haven't posted it on the podcast thing yet, but...
Bill's podfather thing.
Yeah. This little purple medallion with glasses.
She made me a... a pin thing that just says "you simple bitch" on it.
Nice.
It's my favorite.
I made Mike one that says "I like when you touch my," and then I put a picture of a wiener dog.
Nice.
I like mine better. "You simple bitch."
I have to practice engraving.
I'm not sure what happened to the paper Mike gave Jeff last night. With the
penis?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I think that got lost. It may have, like, fallen to the wayside when Justin Strasser took the set list for my binder.
Mm-hmm. He was working on that for a long time.
It looked like it had some work behind it, yeah. It was very detailed.
A lot of thought.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God.
Yep.
We're done, aren't we? Like, that's,
yeah.
We're just like, nah, I'm checking out. So,
Kevin, yeah, I hope you're not done. You have 3 more episodes to go.
I'm still going
There's
strong.
Plenty of caffeine here. A cube of Mountain Dew
there
was just purchased.
There is a ton of coffee downstairs also.
Oh, yeah. I might have to go with the coffee. Last time I drank Mountain Dew, I ended up throwing up in the shower.
I hate Mountain Dew.
Oh, so, God. Yeah. Oh, that's a whole level of Mountain Dew hatred.
Yeah.
It just makes me sick to my stomach because I'm just not used to drinking soda.
It just makes me feel like I'm from Kentucky.
I went to the... It might have been a number of things playing in here.
Mountain Dew in a baby bottle?
I went to a LAN party and they have this signature drink that they make. So, you know, most of us are in our, like, late 20s or early 30s. Mm-hmm. But we have this one guy who plays games with us who's, like, 21. So, you know, still young and can handle mostly anything.
Right.
And he made up this drink where he takes a punch bowl and he empties in 2 2-liter bottles. So 4 liters of Mountain Dew Code Red, some sherbet, and two bottles of Mad Dog.
You do something similar. You did something similar.
What is Mad Dog, though?
The worst alcohol that anyone ever made.
Just no good.
Google it.
Okay.
It'll give you a stomachache just looking at it.
For our Halloween parties, I do, like, quote unquote jungle juice. I have changed jungle juice. I now do the blue Hawaiian punch, which is the berry blue typhoon one. And then I do Mountain Dew sherbet.
Mm-hmm.
And a bottle of rum.
But you're not crazy. You just do plain Mountain Dew, not this Code Red weird shit.
Oh, I love
No, because I've learned that if you do red dyes in alcohol, mm-hmm. people get sick faster.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah. Hmm. I have found that because, like, all of our parties and stuff, people were getting, like, sick and they were puking all over the place. And then, like, fucking, it's red dye, so it's everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So I banned red dye. I was like, we're not doing red anymore.
Makes sense.
And after I started doing, like, the blue and everything, people were fine.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of blue, but it works with, like, the lime sherbet. Yeah. We're from Pennsylvania. It's sherbet. I know there's no R there. It's fine.
Is it really sherbet?
Yeah. There is no second R.
I didn't even know.
Yeah. We all grew up pronouncing it sherbet.
Oops.
Yeah. It's fine. We're from central Pennsylvania. That's how you know. So, yeah. All right. I guess we're going to call this. Kevin, anything you want to plug? Comedy, podcasts, anything?
Butt plugs.
Yes, the running joke last night. What's your plug? Butts. Butt plugs.
I mean, there's not really any kind of demographic overlap, but Portable Power Podcast and on the Popular Outcast Network. And I don't know, as far as comedy goes, like, this isn't going to release before Brandy Posey, right?
No, it's going to be after.
All right, the week
so
after.
Come to the next Mike's No Mic Open Mic.
Yeah.
That is July 25th?
Although we can congratulate you for doing well on the Brandy Posey thing.
Yes. Yeah.
It came out last week.
It was hilarious.
Congratulations.
Everybody had a good time.
Thank
26.
You.
No, you're always wonderful, and you're going to be fantastic.
Well, thank you, and I'm very uncomfortable because I don't know how to accept compliments. But
it's fine. July 26th is the next open mic. We don't have any word on any presents, further presents as of right now. But
though rumor has it, Donald Glover is going to be with us.
And you're a liar.
The Eagles in Sunbury. No. Yeah.
And he'll
I am
be
lying.
Naked.
And he'll be naked. no, but there's also the comedy nights at Garfield's. That's the last Wednesday
of every month.
And there's a new show that I've seen you promoting at a Greystone in Milton.
Yeah, that's I mean, that's an open mic. That's
Popular Outcasts are not affiliated with his show.
Right, but the guy who runs it is a pretty nice guy.
Hmm.
And I mean, he, you know, it's hard to compare any MCs with Jeff because Jeff's awesome. But he does a pretty decent job for someone who's like really just getting started with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of surprising that like an open mic in Milton can actually get any kind of turnout.
Yeah, I'm amazed at that. In the old Zeke's, it used to be.
Yeah, it used to be Zeke's.
Good God,
I was surprised that I actually didn't that it wasn't a class reunion when I went in there.
Milton. All right, I guess that wraps it up for episode 58. Go check out all those things we talked about. If I remember, I'll fucking throw some links up there. No promises. We will see you talking your ear holes next week.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.